All right, puzzle number five is called Taste the Rainbow. And there's a set of 32 words arranged in a 4x8 grid like this. And just looking at them, we might be able to see a couple of common bonds. And certainly calling the puzzle Taste the Rainbow hopefully gives you a little bit of a clue about what to do. So for example, well, goldfish is sort of an orange color, but Garfield is also sort of an orange color. Denim, that's blue jeans material, so that's blue. Grass is green. Charmander, that's a Pokemon, that's orange. Cookie Monster is blue. So maybe if we color all of these in, something will emerge. Well, that doesn't look all that helpful. There's a whole mess of things, but clearly there's a couple here, right? Like there are red items, green, yellow, orange, and blue. Maybe if we now take these things and we isolate them, maybe something else will show up for us. So let's just take a look for a second at the red colored items. So if we do that, we sort of just hide everything else away. We see this shape emerge. And if you look really carefully, you'll notice that these words can actually be arranged in alphabetical order. Maybe if we trace them out, something meaningful would show up there. So we start from the first alphabetical word, which is blood, and we draw a line that sort of proceeds around. We see something that looks like this. And that vaguely looks like the letter P. So let's see if we can do this with other colors as well. So here are all the oranges. And if we trace these again in alphabetical order, these words, we get something that looks like an R. The yellows result in an I. The greens result in an S-like shape. And the blues result in an M. And if we put all of those together, we get the word prism. And I know it's prism, and the reason that the answer to this puzzle is prism is that red, orange, yellow, green, blue, that's the order in which you'd find those five colors in the rainbow.